Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Oh, he's bringing me right back to 1992. This was, I'm telling you, over the speakers at the Orange Bowl, which was not the greatest sound system in the world because all the money was spent on making sure the urinals would drain onto people's heads.
Keep the drainage correct.
We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Don Bailey Jr. is the radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes Radio Network and Canes host Vatek. Saturday, 3:30 at Hard Rock Stadium. I was saying in the first segment, DBJ, do you know today is the anniversary of Wide Right 2?
I did not know that.
Today is the anniversary of Wide Right 2, and I was telling the guys here, I was at the Orange Bowl for that game, and I remember after, was it Dan Mowry? Is that the name of the kicker for FSU? Is it Dan Mowry?
It could be. I do remember that name.
And after he missed the field goal, they pumped "You Can't Touch This" by MC Hammer throughout the stadium. It's the most euphoric I've ever felt at a sporting event. Do you remember that game?
Of course I do. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Well, you were
games.
Working.
I don't remember the numbers. but that's why I work with Joe Zagacki. He remembers everything, and I remember nothing.
But you don't remember that moment at all? Like, do you remember the moment of Wide Right 1 or Wide Right 2?
No, I don't remember. That doesn't fit in my remember the moment categories.
What is in that category? As y'all were talking, I was thinking about DBJ. You played for UM for years, and now you've been covering them for decades, hell. Do you have some moments that pop up in your mind when people ask that question?
None that we can talk about on the radio.
When you coming in next time, I got to hear
these. He's got a short-term memory. It's Daryl Langham, inexplicably.
No. You know, I mean, to me, the things are, you know, the national championship games. And then I remember the hit, I guess it was that the guy from Vanover took across the middle from our linebacker against Florida State. I remember that. I remember.
Well, it doesn't sound like you actually do.
One down.
It sounds like you want to remember that.
I want to remember, but
I got to ask you something, DBJ, because we have a hard network out because you know we start a big simulcast at 3 o'clock. So I want to make sure I get everything in before we have to go. Do you still sell shag carpeting at Don Bailey Flooring?
Of course we do.
I didn't know. Yeah, Crowder says shag is still around. I didn't know.
I got a big ass shag rug in my living room.
See? And you didn't get it from me, bro. That's a shame. You should be ashamed of yourself.
He did. You just forgot, like you did everything else.
You don't remember that day?
No, he didn't. There's one thing I remember is I remember who I do business with. Believe me.
So shag is still popular?
Well, yes, it's still popular. It's quite different than what I grew up on, but it's still popular. It's a kind of a customized item, and it's a very specialized look.
I mean, where else can you get this kind of conversation about flooring, about Hurricanes? All right, we do have a time constraint. So let me knock out a couple Hurricanes questions here before we give you the lines for Saturday. I feel like Miami needs a really good, impressive win on Saturday. Do you feel that way?
I would love that. I personally am happy with any win, but I think it would do a lot for the team, the confidence, because, guys, I mean, we can look ahead. To me, the Coastal Championship is probably going to come down to the Miami-Virginia game. If Miami gets through this, no matter how they get through it, and you've got to, you know, Virginia looks like the guys right now in the Coastal that you got to knock off. So I think it would help big time if Miami has a confidence builder and can put some things together, because I'm not of the belief that Virginia Tech is sleeping and that they're the program's over and done. there's a lot of good coaching still going on there, and I've seen that team play hard for 25 years, and they still play hard. Have they had some bad games and it's not what you would think? Yes, but they are that Bud Foster can coach a defense now.
I got two quick football questions for you. Bubba Bolden, big name this week, coming back, you know, to play on the defense. What does he bring? Have you seen enough out of him?
You know what, Shane, that's a good question. I hadn't seen him hit anybody. Oh. I've seen him run. I've seen him practice. He's long. He's lean. You can see why he was a 4- or 5-star guy. You could see why he went to USC. But when he came in, they pretty much gone through all the scrimmages. So I have not seen him lay somebody out or get laid out. You know what I mean? So aside from that, he is every bit what you would think he would be. He looks it, he talks it, he walks it. Now I want to see him strike somebody.
And my last one, what's going on with Lorenzo Lingard? Stories, I heard stuff about him transferring, being upset about his playing time. What's going on with Lingard?
Well, I hope he's upset about his playing time, but how do you press that issue? I mean, to me, it's a year minimum to get over that kind of deal. And I mean, he had that wasn't a cartilage deal. There was a lot of work done on that knee, and he's still wearing a brace at practice. And when they give you the okay, then you go. But he also had a setback a couple weeks ago, which you can't control that. And I understand the young man's frustration. I mean, he wants to play and he wants to get on the field, but I'm not signing off on him if he's not 100%, no matter what the injury is. So the transfer part of it, where are you going to go? I mean, first of all, you got DJ Dallas, who's really the bell cow in the backfield. Who says that he sticks around for a senior year? We don't know that that's going to happen or not. And then you got Cameron Davis, and then that's the only other guy with significant carries. Where are you going to go and get better chance to play football at that position than the University of Miami? So I say get well, keep working hard, keep practicing, and when you get your chance, make sure you do good enough and nobody else plays and you'll be fine.
Don Bailey Jr. is with us. A bunch of people texting in. It was Michael Barrow with that hit on Vanover that you were trying to think of.
There you go. Yeah. I thought it was Michael.
Don Bailey Jr., so the Canes have Vatek Saturday and Hard Rock Stadium 3:30 kickoff. DBJ tries to work in some funny lines that we give him, and he's done a great job of it so far this season. You really have. Now, we have a line. I don't even know how we fell into this. Why were we quoting this Forrest Gump line, Crowder? Do you remember?
Me,
Crowder,
you and, we
Crowder
were,
did.
We were talking. We were here talking about college
with DBJ.
Scouting. We were all in here talking during
That's
the break.
Right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That was here. It was you were here in studio. We didn't put you on the air, but it was during a commercial break, yep. And we started goofing around. This is from Forrest Gump. Remember, Forrest Gump is kind of in the kitchen. And some gentleman caller from the school that his mom wanted to get him into.
Let's talk to Mrs. Gump.
Has paid
bit.
A visit to Mrs. Gump that evening, and he was impressed with her, and he shared that with Forrest.
Your mama sure does care about your schooling, son.
Your mama sure does care about your schooling, son.
I still laugh about that. Your mama sure does care about your schooling, son.
Yeah. You can work that into the broadcast on Saturday?
That or some facsimile of.
Your mama sure does care about your schooling, son.
That's your schooling, son.
Saturday, game day, is the birthday of Kate Winslet. Now, do you know who Kate Winslet is?
Give me a hint.
Not related to Michael Barrow. I don't know. I mean, she was in Titanic. Do you ever see Titanic?
Yes, yeah, I know exactly who she is.
Right,
yes,
she played Rose. She played Rose. So we thought we'd give you a couple lines from Titanic because it's Kate Winslet's
Titanic.
Birthday, all right? So I don't know if you remember this scene. Jack Dawson, he is freezing. He's on the door. He's, like, slipping off the door, and he tells Rose that he is going to write a strongly worded letter to the cruise line.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I intend to write a strongly worded letter to the White Star Line about all this.
I don't know about you, but I intend to write a strongly worded letter to the White Star Line about all of this.
As long as they're not still in business, I think we can get it in.
Yeah, I think the Titanic may have sunk them, no pun intended, but I think their business fell off a little bit. But, yeah, maybe if things go awry for the Hurricanes, you could say to Joe, you know, I don't know about you, but I intend to write a strongly worded letter to the White Star Line about all of this.
Let's hope we don't have to go that route, but that seems like there's a good possibility, my man.
All right, here's one of the most iconic lines from Titanic. This is Jack Dawson, of course, King of the World.
I'm the King of the World!
And scream that way. I'm the King of the World! Woo-hoo!
I'm the King of the World!
That might happen, right? Well, if we pull this off, I will say we are King of the World.
There you go. Here's this one. I really want you to figure out a way to work this one in. I don't remember if you remember, okay. But Kate Winslet playing the role of Rose. She invites Jack Dawson back to her stateroom and says,
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
Jack. How do we...
you figure it out.
You can say Joe.
Yeah, Joe. Joe, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
That would be awesome.
Let me tell you what. He will grab his heart and break out in a cold sweat if I hit him with that.
Funny that you mentioned his heart. Here's another line from Kate Winslet playing Rose, but this is the old Rose.
A woman's heart is a deep ocean of secrets.
A woman's heart is a deep ocean of secrets.
Where does that fit in the football game?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're the professional announcer, not me.
Just throw it on in there.
Yeah, okay.
A woman's heart is a deep ocean of secrets. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. In my house it is.
All right. Finally, away from the Titanic movie, we gave you this a few weeks ago. We'd still like to hear it. This is Lizzo, Blame It on the Juice. Gotta blame it on my juice, ya-ya-e.
So it's ya-ya-e. That's the only reason that didn't get in, because I don't want to, you know.
Right,
course,
you don't
want to
do a ya-ya-ya, you want to do ya-ya-e.
Ya-ya-e. I think it's how you sent it to me where I had a hard time reading it.
We got
to
go. Thank you, DBJ. Listen to Don Bailey Jr. Saturday, 3:30, kickoff, Hard Rock Stadium, Canes and Votek. Thank you, DBJ. You're the best.
All right, guys.
There you go. Don Bailey Jr. If he says, Joe, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, I will play that for 4 hours straight on Monday.